Number 25. How many languages can you speak? If you can use only your native language, you are monolingual. If you can speak and write a foreign language as well as your native language, you are bilingual. What if you can speak three or more languages? There are a lot of people in the world who have mastered several languages. These people are called multilingual. Many multilingual people learn to use more than two languages in childhood because, for example, their parents each speak a different language or they grow up in a multilingual community. In general, we master our native language in childhood. By the age of about six, we usually can speak as naturally as an adult. Children can adapt to a new environment more easily than adults, so even if they begin to live in a foreign country, they are able to get accustomed to the foreign language and the new way of living within several months. And they will be able to speak the new language naturally. In other words, they acquire a foreign language as a normal part of their daily life, just as they acquired their native language, and they can easily become bilingual or multilingual. In contrast to children, adults usually have to learn a foreign language. The way they learn it is very different from the way children do. If they want to speak a new language, they have to learn logically, using textbooks or taking language classes. Because they are so used to communicating in their native language, it is sometimes hard for them to hear and pronounce sounds which don't exist in their native language. Many adult learners find it impossible to completely master a new language, no matter how hard they study. The brain plays a very significant role in language learning. While monolingual people must try to understand a foreign language through the filter of their native language, people who learn a foreign language as children can understand it directly. They don't translate it into their native language. In a recent experiment, Kyoto University in Japan and some research groups in the UK and Germany made a surprising discovery. They found that when a multilingual native speaker of Japanese speaks in English, a certain part of the back of his or her cerebrum becomes active. They supposed that this part of the brain may play an important role in switching from one language to another. This discovery is the first step toward a full understanding of how our brain works in language acquisition. For many years, researchers have studied how a person learns to speak several languages. If they come to understand the relationship between the brain and language learning, they will be able to find more effective ways for adults to learn a foreign language as well as their native language.